Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Time for QB to QB. QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Once again, Drew, congratulations on the on becoming the king of the all-time passing record. And has it sunk in yet that you now hold that record?
No, not really. Just still a pretty surreal moment from the other night, and just, you know, the preparation all week, you know, really just focusing on trying to get the win and understanding what an important thing it is just within the NFC and just our, you know, for our team, just taking the next step, continuing to improve and all that. But, you know, for everything to just kind of play out the way it did throughout the game and to get the record, you know, the way that we did, and to have the family be a part of it and the fans and Coach Payton and really just the whole sideline, you know, every member of the team, it was just made it really, really special.
Now, Drew, I know you observed this because, you know, when you have that dome field advantage and it just seems like, listen, we love to see you throwing touchdown passes and the offense, you know, to score 30-plus points, whatever it might be. But it just seems like, boy, if we can get off to a great start defensively, we force a three and out, we go six plays, 64 yards, we get a touchdown, 3 minutes, 13 seconds, and Breeze to Ingram, the screen play, then Ingram plus two, touchdown, all of that. It just seems like the fans are more into it when the defense kicks ass.
Well, I mean, listen, we want to give our fans something to cheer about, right? And obviously the more involved we can get them early, I think it creates a really tough situation for the road team, you know? I think if the faster you can get it in their mind that, oh, boy, here we go, you know, that kind of a mindset just – because we jump out to a lead and, you know, the fans are into it and they're getting cranked up and that's, you know, getting the defense inspired and they're making plays. It just, man, it really gets things going in the right direction.
Drew, outside of the four kneels that you guys had, it would have been over 100-yard rushing, and obviously we know the numbers you put up right there at 350. But from an offensive standpoint, what made everything click? I mean, was it just the offensive line giving you whatever you needed, whether it was time or them opening up lanes, or was it just the preparations and you guys were just truly locked in?
Well, you know, let's rewind. Go back to last year, you know, when we played these guys. Obviously, that was a hard-fought football game. We had to come back in the very end in crazy fashion to win that game. But, you know, throughout that game, you know, we really didn't run the ball that well. And then, you know, we didn't really make many plays in the passing game until those two-minute drives. So I think coming into it, we felt like, you know, we can run the ball a lot better than we did last year. And we did it with just some, I think, some better schemes. And I think we just really had a great plan going into it with the run game. As far as the pass game went, you know, listen, that defense was only giving up 14 points a game, and they were leading the league in the fewest amount of big plays being given up. So we felt like, okay, passing game, you know, they play it pretty tight. They really get a good pass rush. So, man, the ball is going to have to come out on time. We're just going to have to take the completions when we get them. And then, man, if we find a matchup or, you know, have the opportunity for a big play, let's make it. And, you know, I think some of the stuff we had schemed up pretty well. You know, we got them to bust a few coverages just with some quick kind of shift movements and then getting the ball snapped. And, you know, that was the play where we broke the record. That was one of those plays. And then we had another one that was kind of a quick hitter that got him out of sorts. But guys were just making plays. You know, I felt like we were just playing faster than them. O-line did a phenomenal job in both phases, run and pass. And I just felt like we had the momentum. You know, we grabbed the momentum. We played with great tempo. And I think it just kept them on their heels the whole game.
Drew, we know Teddy was dealing with Ted Ginn Jr. was dealing with the knee injury, so it allowed Traquan Smith to be involved a little more from an offensive standpoint. Are there certain things, and I know Sean has talked about this, but are there certain things that you guys can do to try to continue to get him involved? And also, Dan Arnold got his first opportunity to be up with the 46. You know, what are some of the things that you saw him be able to do from an offensive standpoint?
Yeah, well, you know, Traquan obviously had a great training camp, you know, and, you know, so much of the focus, I think, early on in the season has been, you know, on Mike and Alvin and Teddy and the tight ends. And so I think we, as a you know, an offense, you know, after that Atlanta game, I think felt like, all right, you know, we've got some receivers here that we can really, you know, start giving some opportunities to, and let's continue to develop them. And man, they can be a big part of this offense as we continue to evolve and progress through the season. And certainly Traquan was one of those guys, especially coming off the camp that he did, you know. So I think it was just a matter of incorporating him into the offense, giving him, you know, kind of a package of things to do. And then obviously with Ted going down, that really put him in the starting role. And so not only did he have his plays, but then he also was kind of filling the role of Ted. So he did a great job, obviously had a big night. Dan Arnold, I think we can continue to build things in the package for him as well. You know, he's got a lot of talent, you know, as running routes and getting downfield. And you know, the more time on task that I get with him, the better off we'll be. And also I think it helps the other two tight ends as well, just because, you know, I think a lot of teams carry three tight ends into a game, you know, typically, just because, you know, and we're a team that uses the tight ends a lot. So obviously right. That's a way to help keep Josh and Ben fresh and doing what they do best.
Now, Drew, explain, because the fans, they love you, obviously. But you look at the whole process, and Monday Night Football is always special. That's old school. But just explain to the fans maybe what was the mindset. It's Sunday night, you're trying to go to bed, and you know the task at hand, and you got a long day on Monday till you play the game. And to have the kind of production or the game that you had, come on, a Hollywood script. It's like you can't write this stuff. You think that was like fake news, whatever. You go 26 or 29. 363 yards. You basically almost have a perfect quarterback rating. And then when you break the record, it all coincides how they want to handle commercials on national TV. I mean, was it like surreal or what? It seems like it was like, this is too good to be true, how it unfolded.
Yeah. You know, listen, When I looked at the schedule at the start of the year and saw that we were playing Week 5 Monday Night Football at home against Washington, you know, I know the NFL, they're no dummies, you know, they schedule that game that week for a reason, and so it's like, all right, no pressure, you know, just take it one at a time, and you know, hopefully we're in a position to you know, set that record when that game comes around. And sure enough, here we are going into the week, 201 yards needed, which, listen, going back to last year's game against these guys, I don't think we were above 200 yards passing until we got into the fourth quarter and we started getting in this 10-minute drive. So it's not like it's just a guarantee, you know? I mean,
right.
You got to go out and you got to produce. And so there's the pressure of that. But I think also just wondering if and when it does happen, you know, what's going to be the flow of the game? You know, where are we? Are we in a tight game and we're driving down to take the lead and all of a sudden this happens and – you know, they want to stop the game and the flow of momentum and just all that. So there's just all these thoughts running through your mind. And what I tried to do was get rid of all that stuff at the start of the week and just formulate a plan and also just allow myself emotionally to just kind of accept it and also get all those emotions out of my system so that I could go out on Monday and just play ball, just play football, take it one play at a time. Focus on just being a great decision maker and executing the offense and just letting all that stuff happen as it would happen, you know? But to your point, Bobby, man, we couldn't have scripted it any better. I mean, just the way that, you know, I remember when I stepped out there for the 2-minute drive, I knew that we were within striking distance, you know, and I felt like, all right, if all of this yardage that we get in this 2-minute drive is through the air, then we're probably breaking the record. And man, that would be the way to do it, you know, on this 2-minute drive before halftime with a healthy lead. And that way, and then next thing you know, the first play, you know, to Traquan
right.
goes the distance, and it's just like, oh my goodness, you know. And that allowed, I think, everyone in the stadium just to really enjoy that moment, you know. And it allowed me to enjoy it, you know, a bit more, just with my family and with Sean and with my teammates, you know. I mean, it just, man, it was.
It's like a movie script.
Perfect. Yep. What's that?
Saints quarterback Drew. Saints
it's like
quarterback.
A movie script.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk, winding down with QB to QB. You shared an embrace with your family, your wife, and your kids, and that was super cool. Do they grasp what you've done, what you've accomplished?
I don't know if any of us do right now. You know, I mean, obviously over the last couple of days, I've gotten so many text messages and emails and seeing people on the street and just everybody, you know, talking about it. And it's like every time I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, are you sure that happened? You know, like it is still pretty surreal. I think it's funny, man, your kids, you know, they were pretty stoked. You know, the only part they were upset about is they didn't get to take part in the after party. They had to go home and go to bed.
So you open that bottle of tequila, or you saving that for the Super Bowl?
Oh man, the QBs must know me. I got a couple bottles of tequila, which is nice. But no, listen, it was. I had a chance to spend time with family and friends afterward, and especially some people who've been really influential in my career and my life, and great mentors to me. And you know, I really felt at peace, and I felt like I had great. I just felt like I had so many people watching over me for that game. You know, I had the power of the Holy Spirit in my heart. I had my mother and my grandfather watching from heaven. I had, you know, some of my greatest mentors in my life, my career in the stadium that night. And I just felt everybody's strength. And I felt like I was able to go out, and what was meant to be was meant to be. And I was just going to play ball. And it all unfolded the way it was supposed to.
Amen. Who that?
Drew, I had a question for you, but I'm going to leave it alone after that one, man. I had a question for you, but don't even worry about it. Enjoy your bye week. Don't listen to Bobby.
No, Drew, your wife tells you, okay, tell your kids you got to go to bed. Time to go to bed. And you, Brittany's telling you, Drew, take out the trash. That's the real world.
That's right. Hey, but trash day was on Wednesday, so we were good.
Yeah, right.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, and the NFL all-time passing yardage leader right here. Once again, congratulations, Drew.
I guess, thanks.
Drew Brees!
QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.